الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very honorably addresses us in this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman. We have learned from our very honorable illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Mullah Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, that this is no ordinary address. This is a royal address and not of an ordinary king, the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman. If a person only realizes how great and honorable this address is, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an indication who are the people of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah Rabbul Izzat has declared His friendship for those people who have brought Iman. So the people who have brought Iman, they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no ordinary thing. This is a very great gift. This is a royal gift. Also to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us as people of Iman, this is a very great honor. Because Hazrat explained so beautifully that I cannot see in your heart whether there is Iman. You cannot see in my heart whether there is Iman. The outward signs, alhamdulillah, we can see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimum bizati sudur. Our Dada Shaykh's beautiful translation is, Anko ki choriya aur dilo ki raaz, tu jante e beniyaz. That what we are stealing with the sight of our eyes, and we're looking on the road at the woman, and we are making khiyanat with the eyes, and whatever we are then thinking in our hearts, the evil thoughts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all it. So the condition of the heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat knows. So Allah ta'ala knows the condition of the heart, whose heart has got Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing that, O people of Iman. And who are the people of Iman? Ya alhamdulillah, those people who have come to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very great address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that, O people, you are my friends, but don't just remain on an ordinary level of friendship. Aspire to become my very close friends. In this world, you just got friendship with any ordinary counselor, any minister, then you want more closer friendship. And if you got friendship with the state president, then you feel very proud and honored that I got close contact. But all the contacts of this world has got no real weight, no real value, and in any case, it's going to break one day. The real contact and friendship is the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to build this very close friendship in this world? Any friendship with any person who got some position, then there's a lot of red tape. But the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is supposed to be the most difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it the most easiest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just do one more thing, ittaqullah. Inculcate the great wealth of taqwa, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person might think that where will we get this love of Allah? It is a very great effort. Yes, it is a great effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this effort very easy also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Just do one thing. Kunu, just be with sadiqeen, those that are sadiq fit taqwa, those that are true in their piety. In their public life, private life, all the time, they're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is burning in their heart, flaming all the time. That every minute they are conscious, Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. If you just be with these people, inshallah you'll see, you'll get this great honor of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who gets the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah ta'ala declares, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. That listen attentively, open your ears and listen. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people, la khawfun alayhim. They have no fear whatsoever about the conditions of the world. What is the price of petrol, dollar, it's rising, whatever. They are not worried of those things. They know everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَاهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They have got no grief of leaving anything behind in this world. Because they know what is better than meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person in this world of turmoil, and especially in these days that we are passing through of tension, anxiety, worry, our Shaykh says even a small child today, small children, you ask them too much tension. So this world of tension, wallah, when you stay in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will you get the great gift of being the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the great rewards of akhirat in this world already, you'll see that life of tension, stress, anxiety, all that will disappear already. And what you will get, the treasures of both the worlds. You get the treasure of this world also and the real treasure of the year after. So today we'll just discuss a few great treasures that we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawam Barakatum. And though these are a few important wazifas, and this is the tasawwuf that Hazrat explains, what we learn, try and bring it into our life. And when we bring it into our life, with the firm niyat and intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see all these worries, tension, all the turmoil of this world, inshallah, this all will disappear. Despite all the trials and tribulations a person will go through, but you'll have peace and contentment in your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this very, very great wealth of being in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have to take these jewels that they offer us, and myself first of all, and all of us, try and make it part of our lives. So today we'll just discuss the few important wazifas that we learn, that we should make it a practice of our daily life. We'll read it today together, inshallah, as a practice. But all of us should make a firm intention that every day, inshallah, wherever I am, in my masjid, wherever, I will read it on my own and make it part of my life, inshallah. The first important wazifa that we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, and these are wazifas that are not taken out from their pockets. These are not wazifas that they made. These are those special wazifas that Nabi Kareem Sausam taught it to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So these are from the Quran and Hadith, these special wazifas. The first wazifa it is mentioned, whoever reads daily 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Then the great benefit of this wazifa, kafahu Allah ma ahammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. That whoever reads this wazifa 7 times, the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, the last portion of the ayat in the 11th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that all the worries of this world and the year after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice now. Allah will take care all these worries and tension that we have all the time, and anxiety and stress and depression. We read this wazifa with firm conviction, we find Allah ta'ala will take care of all these worries. And these are not ordinary worries. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, a very great muhaddith of his time, he mentions, إِنَّ الْغَمْ هُوَ الْحَمُّ الَّذِي يُزِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. These are such worries that will melt a person. Like sadly today we hear in the ummah, Muslims so-called that we are committing suicide, etc. These type of worries, you read this wazifa daily, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will take care of all these worries. So as I've mentioned, we'll read it together today as a practice, but daily we should try and read it individually, inshallah. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلِيهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلِيهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو علي توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو علي توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو علي توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو علي توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو علي توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Another very valuable wazifa that we have learnt is that a person who recites morning and evening 3 times, A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim, A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim, and the last 3 famous ayats of Surah Hashr, Huwallahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu Talla'in, Then the great benefit of this wazifa, وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ أَيْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُ. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaikas to make dua for that person, dua maghfirat. In other words, the malaika making dua for you, you are in the protection of the malaika. And from, if you read it in the morning, from the morning till the evening, 70,000 malaika are making dua for us all the time. And if we read it in the evening, after Maghrib, when the evening starts, then 70,000 fresh malaika are making dua for us till the morning. This is the work, the words of Sadiqul Amin, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should have firm conviction in this. So much so, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh explained that our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daum Rakatum, he says in one istima, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned on the stage, he says, I don't start my daily work till I don't put 70,000 angels on my duty. In other words, I first read this wazifa, that is the yaqeen, the elders, the akabirin, the awliya I have got. We sit in their company, inshallah, with an open heart, this yaqeen, this nur that will transfer in our hearts. So Allah says, I first read my wazifa and I know I've got 70,000 malaik on my duty. Then another very great benefit of this wazifa, وَإِن مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمْ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. Whoever read this wazifa in the morning and you pass away during the day, you get the honorable status of a shaheed. Allah Ta'ala gives you this honorable status, and similarly in the evening. So very, very important. Today we are worried of paying all our other insurance, haram policies, etc. Let us read this wazifa and see how Allah Ta'ala will put us in the protection of the malaika, and not only that, they'll be making dua of maghfirat for us. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to bring this into our life also daily. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu 'alimul ghaibi wash-shahadati huwar rahmanur rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu al-malikul quddusus salamul mu'minul muhaiminul 'azizul jabbarul mutakabbir. Subhanallahi 'amma yushrikun. Wallahu al-khaliqul bari'ul musawwiru lahu al-asma'ul husna. Yusabbihu lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. وهو العزيز الحكيم. Also another very valuable wazifa. Today we are all complaining that this one is made, is jealous upon me, this one made jadu, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this beautiful wazifa to the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, whoever reads morning and evening three times what bismillah each time, the three kuls, kul wallahu ahad, kul a'udhu rabbi al-falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbi al-nas, takfika min kulli shay, ay min kulli shar. This wazifa will suffice you from everything. In other words, every type of evil, any person's jealousy, any person's jadu, everything inshallah. By reading this wazifa will suffice you. In other words, you'll be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our honorable illustrious Shaykh has taught us, and this is the benefit of the sohbat of Ahlullah, that our two greatest enemies, which we are totally unmindful of, that are behind us all the time to snatch away our iman and our connection with Allah. One is shaitan all the time, and our nafs. We are unmindful. We are thinking of all the other enemies around us. But these two main enemies, we don't even think about them. So Hazrat teaches us, when you read this wazifa, make a niyat that, Ya Allah, these two enemies of mine, protect me from them also. And then Allah Ta'ala will protect us from nafs and shaitan, which is very, very important. Also another very great benefit of this wazifa, takfika min kulli wird, that this wazifa is sufficient for all other wazifas. Like our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that sometimes it happens that you got an appointment early in the morning, that you have to go for some important appointment. And Hazrat says, don't just give anybody appointment early in the morning. Early in the morning, first put your trousers on, then go for appointment. So anyway, sometimes you have an appointment early in the morning, you're rushing, and you can't even have your full breakfast, then the wife will also tell you, at least have half a cup of tea, a slice of toast or something, have something and go. So Hazrat says exactly the same. Sometimes a person has got some important work, he can't finish all his wazifas for that morning. Then at least try and read this one wazifa, it will suffice for all the other wazifas. But this shouldn't be now a daily thing that every day I got some important work, my sleep is very important. No, this is occasionally if something happens, then at least don't leave out this wazifa. So this wazifa is also very important, we should make it part of our lives, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Another very valuable wazifa that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught a sahabi who had this complaint, and this is the worry and complaint we all have. A person came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, "Oh Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm worried of my deen, whether I'll be steadfast and leave this world with iman. Then I'm worried of my own life also. Then I'm worried about the life of my family, my children. And then I'm worried about my wealth, etc. These are the five things we are all worried about." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahabi a simple, beautiful wazifa, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, read daily, Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all these things of yours. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very, very eager. Immediately he put it into practice. And after a while, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him and inquired that how's it going with regard to these things you had worries. He says, "Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, through the barakat of that wazifa you taught me, I'm reading it daily and now I don't have any worries with regards to this. I feel very, very comfortable. Allah Ta'ala is taking care of all these things of mine." So we also, if we read this wazifa daily, especially in this time and age, the world we are living in, crime-torn society, etc., if we read this wazifa, and most important, more than our wealth, etc., Hazrat explaining and stressing upon us that our iman, we should be conscious of this all the time. From the morning we get up till the evening, all the time, be conscious, is my iman still intact or not? So by reading this wazifa also, inshallah, we'll have this consciousness that, oh Allah, please protect my iman first of all, and everything else, inshallah. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. Also another very valuable simple wazifa, whoever reads morning and evening three times Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ three times morning and evening, then four deadly diseases Allah Ta'ala will protect us from. Inshallah, one is to become blind, one is insanity, one is leprosy, and one is paralysis. These days we know how common it is, person suffering from stroke, etc. You read the simple wazifa, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us from all these deadly diseases. So this is a simple wazifa, we should try and read it daily also. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Also, there are many other wazifas, but we there's no time to go into all the details. Alhamdulillah, the wazifas are printed in a simple kitab, morning and evening wazai. All treasures from Quran and Hadith. It is available in the bookshop also. Or there are small cards also made, inshallah, Haji Yusuf will distribute, inshallah, when he gets time. And then we should try and keep these cards and not just keep it to put it in our pocket. We should try and keep it as a reminder and read it daily. So another very valuable, important dua, which is very famous, but we should ponder and think, are we reading it daily? This dua was taught by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of his extreme shafqat and kindness for the ummah. A sahabi told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the same problem myself and all of us we've got generally, that we say, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so many duas you have taught us, so many wazaif, but my mind is very weak, I can't remember all the duas, all the wazifas. So please teach me such a dua that is all encompassing, it's jami, it covers all your duas. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of his shafqat and love for the ummah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this very, very jami dua, this very encompassing dua, that is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka min nabiyuka Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha min nabiyuka Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this dua encompasses the 23 years duas of Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On various different occasions when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made special duas, tahajjud time, on occasion of Battle of Badr, Uhud, etc. Such a simple dua which is quite famous, but let myself and all of us ponder and think, do I read it at least once every day? So at least try and read it one time, if not more time every day. So we should try and bring this dua also in our lives, and dua is, we should take out time to make dua also. Very, very important. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. So we'll read this dua one time together, inshallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillah, we have read these wazifas together and we see it didn't really take much time. We read it together and it took a few minutes. If we read it individually, it will take less time also. So very, very important, we should try and make a firm intention now and pledge. And this is what our Hazrat explains us and stresses upon us all the time. This is Islam. When you hear something, immediately make a niyat and try and practice it on it immediately and make a firm pledge and ask the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us tawfiq to make this part of our life. But then Hazrat has taught us also very, very important, these wazifas we read, very, very important, very beneficial. But there are three important conditions with it also. So we should realize and understand these important conditions also, and bring this into our mind also, and then we'll see the real great benefit of these wazifas. The first very, very important condition is that we read this wazifas only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll get Allah Rabbul Izzat also and all these other benefits that Allah Ta'ala has promised. Maw'ud, these benefits you will get. But Hazrat explained so beautifully that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained that a person who's got very short-sightedness or very limited intelligence, when he hears anything for the benefit of dunya, then he does that thing just for the benefit of dunya. For example, a person hears, if you read Surah Waqia every night, you'll be saved from poverty. Now if you read it only for that benefit, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will save you from that. But you'll only get that limited benefit. An intelligent person is whose basirat, whose nazar is very far. And your nazar should be right of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the main thing we want Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person who reads this wazifas particularly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get Allah also and all these benefits that Allah has promised. Otherwise, Hazrat gives a beautiful example, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that a person who reads these wazaif, etc., just for the benefit of dunya, then his mind is so limited and understanding is so small, is like his example, he's got a very vast land, and he wants to cultivate that land and plow there. Now he realizes he needs a lot of fertilizer, and somebody tells him that the best fertilizer is cow dung. So he goes special to the market to buy a cow just for the dung. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that's a very stupid, ignorant person. Just to the market to buy a cow, spending so much money just for the dung. An intelligent person is that person, outwardly he'll do the same work. And this is the difference between people like myself and the Ahlullah. Their niyat, just that niyat, and it takes them way and way. So an intelligent person, he'll go to the market to buy that cow, but with the intention that from this cow, inshallah, I'll get fresh, pure milk. What that milk are able to make cheese, butter, etc. And the dung is the byproduct. It must come. Automatically it will come. So the dunya promises that Allah Ta'ala has made, these are byproducts. These will come automatically. The main thing is Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The second very important thing is that we do this wazaif, what istiqamat, what pabandi, regularity. And this is what Hazrat is stressing upon us, myself, I have to check, and all of us, that Hazrat says, we do it 1-2 days, and then we'll even phone and Hazrat say, Hazrat, I'm very paban on my wazifas. But after 1-2 days, then we forget about it. Very, very important, and Hazrat explains, this is what is tasawuf. Qadi Amir Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi, Hazrat says, was sitting here on the mimbar in Azad Bar Darulum, and he explains, what is tasawuf? He says, tasawuf is not some big thing you got in your mind. What you have learned, the benefit of Yasin Sharif in the morning, now put that into practice. These wazifas we have learned, now put this into practice. Our daily zikr, what we have to do, put it into practice. This is the tasawuf. Then we'll see the benefit, inshallah. So istiqamah, daily we should try and do this, and in istiqamah, fauqa alfa karama. The greatest karama that you want is steadfastness. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to make a firm pledge now also in our minds and what Allah Rabbul Izzat, that inshallah we'll try and make this wazifas part of our daily life inshallah. Then the third very, very important condition, and this is the problem myself, we all have got, let me say, Hazrat, we have read this wazifas and we heard the great benefit, but I still have a problem, I still got so much stress, I still had a burglary, etc. My life is still not in order, I still have fears with regard to different aspects of my life, then what is it? So Hazrat explained so beautifully, Imamul Amsila, Hazrat Mawlana Shahab Rawal Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, our great Dada Sheikh, who was known as Imamul Amsila, the Imam of examples. Through simple examples, he used to teach us our deen and make it very simple. Hazrat explained and gave the answer to this dilemma of mine and all of us to a simple example. And what was that? Hazrat was one day in Hijaz-e-Muqaddas, in Makkah-e-Mukarramah, and they were on their way to Madinah-e-Munawwara, in the hot afternoon, in the June month, when it's very, very hot day. So they just jumped in the car. The driver of the car was also Hazrat's Khalifa. When they got into the car, we know how hot and uncomfortable it was. They just sat into the car. The driver on the car, he put the aircon on, but the car was very hot and stuffy, so Hazrat told him, that why don't you on the aircon? Don't you see we're uncomfortable? So then he explained, Hazrat ji, the aircon is on, but probably somebody's window is still might little open, so the outside hot loo might be coming in. So when they checked the back window, somebody said they had the back window was slightly open. So the hot air was coming in from there. When they closed it after 1-2 minutes, alhamdulillah, the car became cool and comfortable, they felt the effect of the aircon. So from that, Hazrat explains and he says, look at my friends, that the aircon was doing its work 100%. But we couldn't feel the effect of the aircon because of that hot loo coming from outside. So Hazrat explained that exactly the same, the effect of namaz, the effect of tilawat of Quran, zikr and all this wazaif, which got a full effect, which will give you peace and contentment in your heart, this is definitely there. But myself and all of us, we don't feel this effect, because so beautifully our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatuh explains, forget we got one small window, we got big, big doors of guna open. And guna has got the hot effect of Jahannam, and it brings misery into our lives. So on the one hand, we read the wazifa, but we go out of the masjid, we don't control our gazes. Or we are making ghibat, etc., or evil thoughts, etc. So very, very important, myself and all of us, and this is the main thing we have to get from the Ahlullah, that we get the strength to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step for that is we make istighfar, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and we make tawbah, we make a firm pledge with Allah, that Allah will try our best inshallah to stay away from all sin. And with the barakat of zikr and this wazifas inshallah, when a person tries his best to stay away from all gunas and regularly tawbah istighfar, we'll see the great benefits of these wazifas. and the benefit of being in a company of the Ahlullah, which then you see is the real treasures of this world and the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize these important benefits and make it part of our life. Zikr will take place few minutes, inshallah.
We'll be having a zikr majlis. For this, inshallah, we will call Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Shiraz Sahab. One point here, that the zikr will be taking place according to the tariqah and manner which is taught to us by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab wa Barakatuh. There are many, many other khankas, many people who are bad to other mashayikh. So in their areas, whenever they will make zikr, they will make zikr according to whatever has been prescribed to them by their sheikh. But here in the khanka, we'll be doing it in this manner, yeah, because this is the way which our Hazrat has taught us. So each person must take and learn the zikr by his sheikh and make zikr accordingly.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jalisu man dhakarani. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط tujh se ho muhabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har dam zikron fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahu ab to rahe bas kaad mein aakhir virde zubaan mere ila la ilaha illallah la محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نعرائي مستانا خشمي آيدم تابد جانا چنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 آهراج اس آسمہ حمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود غالبی بر جا زبائی مشتری شاید در درماند گارا و آخری اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 ایچے شیری نام شیر و شتر میش و جانم تمام اللہ 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا بنعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. رب اغفر وارحم وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.